Good afternoon. A strong southerly wind today has been gusting over 20 miles per hour, driving in moisture out ahead of the next system, which is quickly tracking our way from the eastern Great Lakes. We can expect a quick-hitting round of snow with this system, at times coming down on the moderate level, and we will see the ground dusted up to 1 inch or 2 in most valley locations from I-90 south, and up to 2 to 4 inches mainly across the higher terrain, but also in the upper Hudson Valley. In portions of the Catskills, southern Vermont, and especially the southern Adirondacks, 2 to 4 inches of snow will be likely, with higher amounts of up to 3 to 6 inches in the snow belts. Temperatures have peaked in most places in the lower to mid 30s, with 20s across northern New York and New England, and we could see some rain mixing in, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley as we go through the day, although temperatures should start to drop a bit with the onset of the snow. The system will quickly slide off the East Coast tonight. Still a few leftover rain and snow showers in its wake as it departs. A westerly breeze will pick up and drive in cooler air, and overnight lows will drop back into the 20s. Another weak disturbance will pass through on Tuesday with just a few scattered light and spotty rain and snow showers in the northwest wind flow as temperatures reach into the upper 30s. Partly sunny skies on Wednesday, and out ahead of the next system, we'll see temperatures push into the lower to mid 40s, some of the mildest air we've seen in quite a while, but it'll be right back into the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Another disturbance will approach on Friday as high temperatures move up toward the 40-degree mark, and that will lead to a chance of more rain and snow on Friday night and Saturday. Right now, it looks dry for the second half of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same system that will produce snow here today will also bring rain and snow across the mid-Atlantic. Along the rain-snow line, pockets of light freezing rain will develop over parts of the central Appalachians. Winter weather advisories have been issued. In the wake of the system, lake effect snow will develop downwind from the Great Lakes from this evening into Tuesday. Meanwhile, onshore flow and upper-level energy will produce heavy snow in the Cascades and Northern Rockies through tomorrow evening. Rain will also develop over the Pacific Northwest lower elevations through tomorrow evening, and the rain could be heavy at times. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Washington Cascades for 1 to 2 feet of snow above 2,000 feet, and blizzard warnings have been issued for the Rocky Mountain front in Montana for heavy snow and wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour above 4,500 feet. Elsewhere, high temperatures will continue to rebound over the Plains and Mississippi Valley. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Escort Station and Clayton Lake, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and snow, upper 30s, Boston cloudy and breezy. Rain and snow moving in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and snow and highs in the mid 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 68, set in 1997, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:36 p.m., 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow moving in, then mixing with rain today with highs in the upper 30s. Rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with light snow today, possibly mixed with some rain, and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy and breezy with light snow today, possibly mixed with some rain, with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with light snow today, possibly mixed with some rain, and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-40s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Thursday. More sunshine mixed with clouds on Friday, lower 30s. A chance of rain and snow on Saturday in the middle 30s. And a chance of rain and snow showers on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with highs back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.